Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, I got 519, Kim Repeat and Philander coming up. We'll talk about how Britain wants to ban smoking for everybody. Yes, and being suspended from high school for using the word illegal alien, all that stuff, and nicknames, schmicknames. Holy crap, it's sports with Pete Davis.
Marcell Ozuna homered. Ronald Acuna hit his first long ball of the season, as we hear right here.
Let's get something going. Ronald puts a charge in one to center field. The bomb going back, still going. He's at the 409 mark. That's off the batter's eye. There's some offense. 2-1 Atlanta. And Ronald has his first home run of the year.
Joe Simpson with the call there.
Haven't heard Joe in a while. I have not heard Joe in a while. Good for him.
That's great to see. Max Fried pitched 5 innings, a 7-hit ball, gave up 3 earned runs, walking 4 and striking out 2. Right now they're in the bottom of the 10th in Houston. Braves up 5-4. The Astros had that ghost runner on second, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, I forget about that. That new formats now with tie games and stuff.
That's what just gave us the lead.
That's how we got. Yeah. Is that what a guy in second? You get a single in your.
Yeah. It's not new. It's been going on for years now. It's not as new as we thought. Ozzie Albies will miss at least 2 weeks with a fractured great toe. That's right. I said great toe. Oh. We have big toes. Ozzie has a great toe. That's how they described it yesterday.
Oh,
great
my.
Toe.
Great toe.
Never heard that before. It's gotten to the point that influential sports journalists and Jeff Passan and Ken Rosenthal are reporting that MLB has to do something about incompetent umpire Angel Hernandez.
Oh, my God.
Just 2 weeks into the season, already has a highlight or low light reel of egregious calls behind home plate, balls and strikes that would make blind Willie McTell cry.
They this showed guy, video the other day, popped up on my phone. Everybody's, I mean, this isn't just sports thing. Everybody's getting this video stuff of him. He missed it by a foot. I mean, he called 3 strikes in a row, and the guy, you couldn't even see him. They were so far outside the plate.
I think he's doing it on purpose now because he knows no one will touch him. Well, he sued MLB before. Yeah. They're afraid of him.
And the broadcaster's in the booth, and this one last time he says, well, I guess Angel's got dinner reservations early tonight. I mean, they're all making fun of him on the air, too. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
That and the uniform thing that's going on this year, which is an absolute joke. Yeah. I mean, this idiot, Rob Manfred, running baseball, is the stupidest guy this side of Gary Bettman of the NHL.
The owners are keeping him. How long does he get these contracts? So the owners are asking for it with this stuff.
ESPN.com has a huge story today claiming Bill Belichick was blindsided by the news that the Falcons had hired Raheem Morris as their head coach. Bill thought he was a shoo-in for the job after more than one interview. But ESPN reports that none of the Falcons' brain trust even had Belichick in their top 3 list of candidates. A source close to the Falcons' hiring process said, quote, he was essentially voted off the island, end quote. One friend of Belichick says he doesn't think Bill will ever coach again unless it's for Jerry Jones or the Cowboys. And the ESPN.com story has a source that says Patriots owner Robert Kraft warned Falcons owner Arthur Blank he could not trust Bill Belichick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's going to get ugly.
Cool.
The Hawks in Chicago tonight for the play-in game against the Bulls. For dinner, may I suggest the Girl and the Goat restaurant on West Randolph Street, where Chef Stephanie serves up innovative small plates of tasty morsels.
I remember many times walking down the streets of the Windy City.
It says here, just had an alert on my phone here from the Daily Mail, that A.J. Simon He's about 24, 25 years old. He should be drafted to the NFL. He just passed away right here before the NFL draft. Don't know anything else about that, but that's interesting. Let's see. The Raptors' Jontay Porter has been banned from the NBA for life after an investigation revealed he had disclosed confidential information to bettors and limited his participation in at least one game while he's with Toronto and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. The NBA launched that investigation into Porter in late March after sportsbooks noticed irregular betting on the over-under on the Reserve Center's stats in two Raptors games. In both of those games, he exited after playing only a few minutes, saying he was injured. The investigation found that Porter revealed info about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of the games against the Kings. Another bettor privy to the info placed an $80,000 same-game parlay bet that featured unders on Porter's statistics. He would have won over $1 million. Porter played 3 minutes before leaving the game. The bet was placed at DraftKings, was not paid because they thought it was not on the up and up.
What an idiot. I mean, wait a minute. So this guy, all of a sudden, he bets $80,000 on an over-under, and the guy's gone in 3 minutes. And, gee, that sounds a little suspicious. Uh-huh. What an idiot. He could have won $1 million. They don't think maybe there's something fishy in there. Oh, my God.
Well, see, Lord. That's what we hear in the Atlanta Police Department call a clue.
That's a clue, yes. A clue, yes.
The league investigation revealed Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using somebody else's account, ranging from up to like $22,000. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he's shocked. Shocked to hear there is gambling in this establishment and immediately requested his winnings.
Here's your winnings, sir.
Flounder just said that the Braves have won 5-4. Braves won.
And 10
they
innings.
Swept the Astros.
Man, good.
They're like 6-14 in last place. The Astros, man, that guy's going to be fired. Espada.
Well,
he's really screwing up, believe me. A man has been charged in federal court in Illinois in the transport of millions of dollars worth of Masters merchandise and memorabilia stolen from Augusta National Golf Club. Let me say right now, I am not that man.
No. How did they steal stuff from Augusta? It's not like there's no security around there. It's been going on for years, apparently.
Yeah, Richard Golbinski accused of transporting the items across state lines down to Florida, knowing it had been stolen, converted, and taken by fraud. The items were taken from the famous golf club and other locations beginning in 2009. For many fans, the chance to buy the exclusive merchandise that's not officially sold online is part of the Masters experience, as I found out Sunday when I walked out of there for almost half a grand of stuff in my pocket. I laughed at the guy going in. He said, "Hook, I got just under 1,000." And we and then I got almost 500.
Well, ironically, the pimento cheese sandwich may be $1.10, but the sweaters are $800.
But, you know, 100% cotton for that T-shirt I had yesterday. It was really nice.
Very good stuff.
Okay, what would you say is the most coveted Masters souvenir recently?
Recently?
Recently.
Well, something about Tiger Woods, I guess, probably.
Let's just say
a divot from Tiger Woods' tee shot or something?
No, it's about, if you put it on the ground, it would come up to about your knee, a little higher than your knee. It's not light. It's not lightweight. It's either plastic or wood.
You really got me stumped here, sir.
A gnome garden statue, which they introduced in 2016. And Bill Sheehan told me, because you see people walking around, they lug them around the course. Yeah. They used to buy several, and they'd sell them on eBay for thousands. Yeah. I don't know how much they go for. And they limited it to one per customer now.
Wow, that's right. Garden gnome. I remember seeing a picture of those things, and they're hugely popular. Now they're going to be even more popular, more expensively showing up for $10,000 on eBay. Whatever.
And they got the logo etched cups. I got a couple of them, a green and white one, which you get when you get the lemonade and water and the beer and everything.
Yeah.
And people sell those on eBay.
Well, I kept all my stuff. When I was down here with Bill Sheehan, I kept everything I have. I still have. Why would you? And you gave me stuff. That's the Master's stuff.
Maybe that's where your fortune is, Kimmer.
Well, that's it. It's right there in the kitchen, right there on the kitchen counter. That cup is right there.
And by the way, tell Mike, the engineer, that I have him something and I forgot and left it in the car yesterday. So next week, when I see him, I'll give him his little prize.
He's listening now.
There you go.
All right, Mike. Well, you got something coming there, by the way. By the way, I have a bottle of Master's water, which I filled up at the water fountain there.
Yeah.
So I have a bottle of Master's water. How much would you think I could get on eBay for?
$90.
$90. Okay, we'll find out. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
No, you wouldn't.
The U.S. Justice Department.
Do it for you.
Yeah, you'll have to give it to you. You're never going to be allowed back in.
$30. I'll give you $30.
$30. The Justice Department has agreed to pay around 100 victims of disgraced former Team USA Dr. Larry Nassar $100 million for the FBI's failures to properly investigate reports of his sexual assaults against America's top gymnasts. The FBI's failures in the case, well documented. Back in 2021 at a Senate hearing, Director Christopher Wray, a good friend
of yours,
apologized to survivors of Nassar's abuse, saying it was inexcusable that his agents had their own chance to stop this monster and failed.
Yeah, well, under his leadership, just like they failed with the Hunter Biden laptop, with the Russian collusion, with a girl peeing on him, and the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, come on. All that stuff is FBI, and they didn't let it go on purpose. Like, they had meetings with people who go to school board meetings and complain and put them on a list. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
A woman who accused former Major League pitcher Trevor Bauer of sexual assault has been indicted by a grand jury in Arizona on felony charges of fraudulent schemes and theft by extortion.
Yeah.
Darcy Adana Esamonu knowingly did obtain a benefit from Trevor Anthony Bauer by means of fraudulent pretenses, representation, promises, and material omissions. Trevor Bauer is still blackballed from MLB, not officially, but he's not got a job. And Caitlin Clark's first news conference with the Indiana Fever today got off to a creepy start in Indianapolis.
Oh.
Greg Doyle of the Indy Star asked her about her heart hand gesture that she makes.
Yeah.
She says, "I do that to my family after every game."
Yeah.
And Doyle replied, "Okay, well, start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine."
Oh, doesn't she have a boyfriend? Very well-known boyfriend, fiance type guy that talks about her all the time. Yeah, well, that's kind of creepy.
Even Kevin Spacey called up to say that was creepy.
as a reporter? Yeah, that's not.
On this date, 1869, the first pro baseball game ever played. The Cincinnati Red Stockings beat the Cincinnati Amateurs 24-15. And here's Nate's joke of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready for another Nate joke.
"Hey, sis, did I tell you about the touchdown I made?"
"No."
"No, and I appreciate it."
Hey-ho.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.